Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our host is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kids shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up this hour, we've got some great music coming up from Nima. I'm excited to play that song because that song kicks ass. We've also got JC Flow coming up, but we're going to go ahead and kick things off with Underride and Blinded by You right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. That was Underride with Blinded by You. And if you want to hear a pretty funny cover, go check those guys out on Reverb Nation because they do a cover of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi that actually makes the song listenable.
It's way better than the original. Jason and me listened to it earlier.
It cracked me up when I saw it, and I was like, I got to play something by these guys, and we have Blinded by You. So we went ahead and played that.
I just learned something during the break there.
Yeah.
I learned why it's been so difficult to talk to my sister my whole life.
Oh, really?
Jason, what did she say, how she likes to start a conversation?
She says her comment is usually the end of a conversation, not the start of a conversation, because we don't know how to continue a conversation.
Christo?
Yeah, that's what I said. Because when I say something, usually you two just ignore it. So then there's not much conversation after that.
Well, we were trying to have a conversation with you during the break, and you told us to shut up.
No, you were talking to each other about basketball stats. Now, if you want to have a conversation with me, you got to talk about something I give a shit about.
You asked a question about basketball.
I asked one question, and I got my question answered, and that was the end of my question.
We were trying to educate you on basketball stats.
I don't consider that an education. That's a waste of my mind space.
But you will sit down and with me and watch 2.5 hours of Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hillbillies with shotguns shooting squirrels.
John, I know funny when I see it. Basketball ain't funny.
Or she'll make you watch 2.5 hours of Chopped.
I will go in the backyard and play solitaire with the dog before I watch 2.5 hours of Chopped.
He's a liar. He sits behind me and complains about it.
Because he's thinking, I'm in my house. I should be able to watch something that's enjoyable.
So should I.
I watch, you know, when she's watching that, I'll be like on the computer. And then the show is just so irritating because the judges complain so much about, well, I mean, that's what they're there for. But it's just irritating.
They're so judgmental.
No, it's not even being judgmental. It's
that's how I feel when I walk in and SportsCenter's on for 3 hours, because that's just a loop.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I can watch 20 minutes of SportsCenter, and then when it loops around about the second or third time, I'm like, I gotta change this. I don't know how you can sit there and watch it for 3 hours.
It always changes. It's live.
It's not live.
No, the stories that they show.
It's live TV.
You're in a dream world. This is why it's so hard for him to talk to his sister his whole life, because he's in a dream world.
No, it is live. They started recording live like a year ago.
Yeah,
every
maybe
episode's
for
live.
The first hour.
Yeah, and
those people don't sit in that studio 24 hours a day recording SportsCenter.
Yeah, Berman leaves once in a while. I know he does. He doesn't sit there for 24 hours a day.
He's only on SportsCenter during football season. That guy's not.
The other people just stay in there 24 hours a day.
The rest of them are just attached to their desk and don't get to leave.
Whoop. He don't.
You're not a Berman fan?
Well, I am. He's just like, he's only there for football.
Maybe that's the only time I really watch SportsCenter.
He's an NFL guy.
Is during the football season. I don't really pay attention during baseball. Not a big baseball fan. And I have the same problem with the NBA. I love basketball, but I can't really watch until playoffs roll around because there's too many goddamn games.
Well, the thing is, they talk about They talk about the NFL year round.
That's true. See what you started?
It's always a big story.
He started it. He started this conversation. Everybody rewind your computers and listen to it again.
Well, this is how Krista starts. Krista, this is what she said. She said, when I start a conversation and I say what I want to, the conversation is over. That's what she said. And so...
Those were her exact words, yes.
Yes. That's why it was... And it just clicked right then and there.
John's like, now I know why I never get my point across.
Yes.
Because I never get to make my point.
There's no questions asked in her discussion. And she has nothing to say about it.
No, she doesn't.
I'm sorry, are we still discussing?
Apparently the conversation's over. She's made her point. We're done.
Well, she didn't talk, so I didn't know if it was over. I was waiting
That's
for her
how
to
bad
say,
that conversation was.
I was waiting for her to say her word so it would be over.
Over. There. Okay.
Over.
Wow.
That was my word. Now we're done.
So what'd you do all week, Krista?
It was kind of nice out this week, so I spent a little time at the dog park. Took dogs for a walk. And I went to a show with Becca on Saturday night.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was good. It was called Love Fest. It was a bunch of... I expected it to be like Lil' Affair, but I was pleasantly surprised that it was not just a bunch of lesbians everywhere. It was like girl power was the point of it. And so it was like girl bands with like female lead singers and stuff. And they had In Cahoots and the Angry Orts. Beaverton and Falana were all performing there. And I'd only seen In Cahoots before, so it was three bands I'd never seen before. Beaverton was pretty good. They played second. But they had a lot going on. They had 10 people on stage. And they had a DJ.
How big of a stage was it? I mean, to
not
put 10,
that big.
I was going to say, to put 10 people on there, you got to either have a whole lot of scrawny-ass people.
They were playing Twister.
They had a DJ, a rapper, a singer. They had a guy on the bongos. They had a bass player, a guitar player, keyboard, a flute player, trumpet player, and a saxophone player.
That's a lot of that's a lot going on to sit there.
It all sounded good together, though, but it was, I was surprised. People just kept walking up on stage.
They weren't part of the band. They just kept walking up there.
Well, it's usually, you know, like four or five people get up there, and they just people kept coming.
So what was that show?
Yeah. What was that show Simon Cowell had where they were groups of people, and they put them in different houses, and they were singers?
Is that the X Factor?
No. Are you thinking of that boy band one where...
Anyway, this is what it sounds like, because they kicked out like 10 groups of people, and then Simon Cowell came back and said, you know, I think you guys will be good if you guys are with those guys and those guys and those guys. So they put like three of these groups together. Like, so you got a bongo drum and a rapper and a DJ, and then you got a horn section. Still kind of sick. It sounds like they just like put three bands together, like, hey, you.
Yeah.
Get all on stage and do your thing.
But then the Angry Orchs played third. Angry Orchs played first. I've heard them play before, and, you know, they're good as always. Then third was the Angry Orchs, and they came up from Portland to play the show.
And those guys are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They've got a couple new people in the band, because I guess it was only the three before. This is the first time I'd seen them, so she kind of explained that there were two after that. And there are two new girls in the group. And so they've got a new CD coming out soon. She was talking about they're doing some new stuff, trying to write some new stuff. They're going to be changing their name soon, but they don't know what it's going to be yet. So she said, just try to keep track of us. We don't know what we're going to change it to.
You made a comment, and I wanted to hit on that, because I was having this discussion with Becca yesterday, because she gives me crap because I go and I see the same bands over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But those bands always play with different bands. And then you go to see, like you went because you're like in cahoots. You've seen them, you enjoy them. But you knew there was going to be some other bands playing. But that way you go, you know you're going to at least enjoy one band that's there, because there's a lot of great music in the Northwest, but I've seen a lot of crap too over the years. So, like, Clover Jane was playing last weekend, and I thought about going and seeing them while you guys were at Love Fest. I was going to go see Clover Jane down at Everett. And Becca's like, but we've seen them so many times. And it's like, yeah, but they're playing with other bands that I've never seen. And it just, she didn't want to understand. Maybe I have the same problem with Becca that you have with Krista. Maybe the conversation's over when she's made her point.
She also doesn't understand when you want to watch Star Trek for the 15th time.
Yeah, because Star Trek is stupid all the time. But anyway, so... The last band that played, everybody kind of trickled out, so they were just happy that anybody was still there.
Yeah.
Because the crowd had gotten considerably less.
That happens a lot.
They didn't start until like 12:15 or 12:30 or something. But yeah, they were pretty good too.
Right on.
We didn't stay the whole time because I had a couple hours of driving to do after we left. So.
Yeah, because it was down in Magnuson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're driving to the place. It was at Hangar 30, which I've never been to. That I remember to Magnuson Park, so I didn't know my way around.
Yeah.
So I went into the park and took the wrong like loop or whatever.
Which is easy to do down in Magnuson.
So I'm going back the way I came in, and there's these two old ladies sitting like on a log by the water by one of these little pond things.
At 2 a.m?
No, on the way there.
On the way in.
Oh.
At like 7. And so I'm like, oh, look, that's kind of sweet.
They're gangster in Magnuson. The old folks hang out till 2 a.m.
I was like, those were homeless people.
These old ladies over here talking or whatever. I said... Because I was with Becca. I said, wouldn't it be funny if they just jumped up right now and got in a fist fight? I was like, just see Granny's brawling over there. And I said, it'd be like Granny's Gone Wild, but I was trying to think of Granny's Gone Crazy. So Becca started cracking up, picturing these old ladies in like stripper clothes for Granny's Gone Wild.
Becca got all excited talking about granny boobies.
So here's
She wasn't excited. She was just like, I can't believe you just said that. Because in my head, I actually pictured these old ladies getting up off their thing and, like, throwing punches.
And she was picturing titties flopping around.
So here's the way the conversation was described to me when I woke up on Sunday morning. She said, your sister is just as bad as you and John because of the fact that you see two sweet old people sitting on a park bench, and the first thing that pops into your head is, wouldn't it be funny if they got up and started boxing?
And then some birds came and shit on them. And then...
There were birds everywhere. I was watching above me like, oh, these birds.
And then she said, it'd be like Granny's Gone Wild. And She said that that's exactly what happened. The first thing that popped into her head was old ladies lifting up their shirts for free drinks at some club in Miami or something. And she said, I can't believe your sister, the way her mind works, the first thing she went to was old people fighting. And I said, I can't believe the way your mind works, the first thing it went to was old ladies flashing for drinks.
Because when I said Granny's Gone Wild, I was thinking like Granny Fight Club, you know?
Yeah. And the first rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. And you don't talk about old ladies flashing for drinks either.
Showing their titties for some Metamucil.
Exactly. That pretty much covers my weekend. I didn't do much else.
Krista mentioned we went to the dog park, but she didn't mention we saw a fight at the dog park.
Oh, was it old people?
True. Well, I was on the other side of the park. I just kind of heard it.
some lady was had her like little kids there with her, and her dog and some other dog. Her dog was an asshole dog because that dog barked at a whole bunch of other dogs too. But like her dog started this little tussle with this dog, and so the lady runs over with her water bottle, like her squirt bottle, and she starts squirting the other dog. And the other owner standing there is like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm protecting my dog." And he's like, "Why don't you go protect your dog somewhere the fuck else? Get the hell away from here." And she's like complaining because he's talking like that in front of her kids. And he's like, "Well, bitch, if you leave, you won't be in front of your kids." What? And I was just sitting there going,
"It was you, wasn't it?"
No, it wasn't. I was just viewing this from afar. Well, not even really afar, but I was just like, "So that's what I look like."
Like standing and looking at a picture of yourself, John?
Yeah. And that lady was completely in the wrong. I was still on his side.
I find that so hard to believe, John.
That's why John was just watching, because he was actually standing behind. He had the guy's back. He was going to go to bat for the guy if it came to blows.
Going to be a brawl at the dog park that day.
So then that lady walked around and complained to everybody at the dog park about that guy and his dog. And the guy was walking around picking up just random shit. I mean, the guy, it's a nice guy, right?
He's cleaning walking around up after picking other up, people's dogs.
Picking up other people's dogs, dog shit. She was in the wrong. Screw her and her dog. And her little kids, too.
And your little kids, too. Wow.
That's all I did. I really just worked on homework and went to the dog park a couple times. And you got to get out of that chair and just walk around sometimes. Get to the dog park.
And you did some work on the website. I saw the website's in...
I put it up, but there's...
It's under construction.
Yeah, there's some pages of shambles. I can't... okay, I'm not going to get into a bunch of geek talk. So I can't...
Thank you.
I have to update the website instantaneously when I do work. I'm having a problem with a buffer between me creating the work and then just updating it later.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get into the FTP protocols and everything, but so it's good. It looks kind of shitty right now, but it's on its way. The first two pages look good. The last three pages, not so well.
That's kind of like most of my thesis papers in college. The first couple of pages were good, but after that, it just went to hell. Over the weekend, I actually got a chance to see one of my favorite observational humorists out there touring right now. I went and Becca and I went to the parlor and saw Tom Papa.
Oh, I've seen him on Comedy Central.
Oh, I he is one of my favorite comedians.
I won like 30 free tickets to that guy.
Yeah, so did I.
Like that's 30, like the parlor emails. They email me like every 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was about to file harassment charges because I was getting emails every 30 seconds saying I won tickets. But I sent in for one set because I did want to go see Tom Papa. He hosts the Marriage Ref, which I don't know if it's coming back or not, but
yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, he's been Jerry Seinfeld's opening act for like the last 9 years, and the guy just cracks me up. So I really wanted to go see him, and actually he had a couple other guys from LA opening up for him. This guy Paul Morrissey, who was pretty damn funny, and a local guy who now lives in LA opened up for them both. This guy Justin Ruppel. And he came out in a Coug shirt and got a whole lot of booze.
Won your heart over?
Yeah. Actually, that's what won me and Becca over, but he didn't seem to win over a whole lot of other people there in the audience.
So I'm in my emails right now, and on Friday, I won tickets, and it only goes back. It's on my phone, so it doesn't go back, you know, a lot. But I won tickets on Friday at 8:30, 10:30, 12:30, and 3:45.
Yeah.
And you didn't even go.
And I didn't even go.
Well, because you gotta respond to the email. They give tickets out like the first 30 people that respond, and they just send out the blanket email. But I wanted to see the show, so I responded because I wanted to see the show and I wanted to see it for free. That's just the way I am. The guy who normally hosts that, Big Irish Jay, he wasn't there this week. He's down in, I wanted to mention this because it's kind of cool. He's down in San Francisco at the Bay Area, what's it called? The Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. Now, you've seen Big Irish Jay. He's 6'8", like 350, 360 pounds, and white as hell.
Well, yeah, he's called Irish Jay. Picturing a really pasty white guy with red hair.
Exactly. And he was performing, he was in the competition, the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition, and he actually was performing in the semifinals on Sunday.
Hmm.
So he was doing well down there, and it just cracked me up that...
that they let him in?
That they let him in. So apparently it's just called the Black Comedy. They don't actually hold out against the man.
You can be in there, you just can't win.
And I'm trying to think of what else I did. Oh, I do want to mention this because we'll get yelled at by Daryl if we don't. On June 3rd, they're having a fish food benefit down at Luigi's Pizza. And it's to raise money for the food bank. They got a bunch of really great artists that are going to be performing. It's Mr. Vaughn. Sweet Kiss Mama is going to be there. The Fat Tones are playing. Seven's Revenge. Kim Archer is going to be there. And I always screw this guy's name up. I'm just going to call him Raphael because I always mess up his last name. But if you like blues, you have to see this guy because he is just an amazing guitar player. James Coates also going to be there, and Heidi Vlatka.
And it's an all-ages show.
And it's all ages. It's from 3 to 7 on June 3rd. They're going to be auctioning off stuff, and we're actually in the talks to auction something off as well. Becca's auctioning off some stuff from her and the Ebb and Flow, or just her. Yeah. Okay, so she's going to be auctioning off some stuff. They're going to have all kinds of cool stuff to bid on. So you're not going to want to miss it. 3 to 7 on June 3rd at Louis G's.
Speaking of Parlor Live,
I
don't know if you were with me or not. We were speaking to speaking to somebody, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm a pool player," and we mentioned the Parlor Live because just the Parlor, I think, because the Parlor is a pool hall.
Yeah,
and the Parlor Live is a comedy club right off the side of the pool hall, and the guy's like, "Where's that at? I've never heard it. I've been everywhere," and I was like, "Well, it's in it's on the top floor of a skyscraper in Bellevue." And it's not a skyscraper, but in Bellevue it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, that's why I've never been there."
Well, and it's funny because we got there Friday night and we come walking up and they had a table out front with a bunch of name tags and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I just kind of walked by it and Becca goes, "Oh, what's that for?" And the woman goes, "Oh, there's a pool tournament tonight." And I just like stopped in my tracks there and I turned around and I started looking and seeing if I recognized any of the names because we've got a lot of friends that would probably play in something like that. But I think it was like a Microsoft corporate event pool tournament where it was like company employees only were playing in it. Because I was looking around, because you got to walk through the pool hall to get to the comedy club. And I was looking around and I didn't recognize anybody or see anybody famous in there playing. And any of the professional athletes, pool players, that always cracks me up when they call themselves professional athletes. Because I'm not exactly in the most athletic of shape, and I play pool an awful lot. It doesn't take a whole lot to walk around a table.
You're also not a professional caliber.
That's true. That is true also. I guess there's a lot of guys that play flag football that are not professional caliber as well.
You ever seen a fat pool player, like on the tour? No.
On the women's tour? Actually, you know what? I can't think of any.
Nope.
No, I'm drawing a blank. Of course, I start talking pool in the first...
I mean, you got to shoot pool. You got to shoot pool like 12 hours a day in those tournaments, maybe even more.
It's not like when we go to nationals and we're spending half our time at Chick-fil-A and the other half of the time at the pool area.
Yeah, I mean, if you were a big fat guy trying to shoot pool 14 hours a day, your back would be killing you. You wouldn't be able to hold up.
That is so true. I also wanted to mention something. I saw that a buddy of mine told me not to go see Battleship, which opened up last weekend. Did you go see it? Because I know you see a lot of movies that come out.
Yeah, I was going to, but I've been sick, and so I'm like, I didn't want to be coughing in the middle of a movie theater. And
I don't think it really would have affected anything. There'd have to be dialogue for you to affect it if you're coughing in the middle of that movie, and it wouldn't.
It's all action, huh?
Yeah. He basically told me, don't go see Battleship. And I'm thinking, you really didn't need to tell me that because it's based on a board game.
It's actually not. That's what I thought, too, but it's not based on a board game.
Well, that's where the idea came from, was the board game originally. And then they added the aliens that come up from underneath and attack.
Yeah, because that has nothing to do with the board game.
No, they that was a Michael Bay added feature.
Can you imagine a movie based on Battleship, the board game?
It'd be boring as hell. It'd be like watching the board game based on Monopoly or Hungry Hungry Hippos or something. I mean, it would just be ridiculous.
No, those would actually be a lot better than.
And
someone.
Actually, they made the Monopoly one. It was called Wall Street, I guess.
Yeah, this is how Battleship would go down. I'm playing you. You're on a ship somewhere. I'm on a ship somewhere, right? The camera looks at me. I go J6, and then the movie shows a missile. Whee! Splash. And then the camera points at you.
Yeah. I
thought you were gonna play. I thought you were gonna come back with something on me.
You thought I was gonna throw out like a G43 or something?
Well, 43, that'd be a big ass board, but yeah.
I haven't played Battleship in a long ass time.
I think
time.
It only goes to 12 or something. I haven't played in a long time either, but I know it'll go to 46. You'd be able to hide some ships in there. Anyway,
it did take forever to finish out that game.
I was trying to figure out if I wanted to. I'm gonna see Battleship. It looks like one of the movies I like.
Talking and a lot of explosions.
And I was trying to figure out if I was gonna go see that or the Sacha Cohen movie.
That movie looks hilarious.
So, but I didn't want to laugh because if I laugh, I start coughing.
Yeah.
And that hog loogies on people.
I can almost guarantee if you go see the Dictator, there will be laughing.
Yeah. So, but I didn't. I ended up not seeing any of them. Just doing work and playing poker
online.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's get back into the music. We've got Krista's news coming up in a few minutes, but first we've got JC Flo featuring Jennifer Newberry with Daydreaming right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
B7.
Krista wasn't joking.
Yeah, she says something. She fucking left.
Soul, but I realize I need directions for life lessons. But these questions feel like phrases where no answers exist. But I'm forever determined to break past temporary happiness. Because failure, no sir, I ain't having this. This is not for the glory, this is not for the fame. This is just my self-expression threaded with all my dreams. Putting all that I have into writing a new page. And prove that one moment in life can change everything.
Am I breathing what I breathe out? Feeling like I'm only good when I'm gone. Yeah. Always looking forward to tomorrow. Dreaming. Top down as we ride off into the sun. Shine.
Everybody wants to. Everybody wants to be free.
everybody, including you and me.
Even when I'm feeling there's no end, living on the thread of everything, I'm breaking through the walls in hopes that I reach up into the top and touch the sky. There will be some times when I'm alone, breaking down with no one else's arms, catching me before I fall. I give it up.
Back to the family meeting. That was JC Flo featuring Jennifer Newberry with Daydreaming.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Well, hello everyone out there. Thank you for tuning into my fantastic news show today.
You can't say that without laughing.
I know. It's pretty good, huh? We're going to start our news in Iceland today. A lot of people may not know, but the people of Iceland are commonly known for believing in elves.
Did you know that, John?
I did, yes. 88% of the population believe that elves visit them and drink tea and shit in their homes.
Yeah, now this guy... This is someone that got elected to public office over there, got a car accident in 2010, and his car rolled and landed next to this big boulder, like 40 meters from the highway. And so they were going to put a new road in there, and he didn't want this boulder, because it was obviously a lucky boulder... He didn't want it to get covered up by the new road, so he paid to get this 30-ton boulder moved and put right next to his house because he believes that three generations of elves live in it. He had a lady come look at it who is a specialist in the affairs of elves, and she said it was incredible that she never...
Whoa.
a specialist in the affairs of elves?
Yes, that's a government job.
She'd never met three generations in the same boulder before.
And people bitch about our government jobs over here.
She claims there's an elderly couple on the upper floor, but a young couple with three children on the lower floor.
In a rock.
Yes, in this boulder. She concluded that the inhabitants are content with the move to his yard, but they did ask if they could be put on grass. And he said, that's no problem.
I think this guy already is on grass.
He said, that's no problem, but he wanted to know why grass. And they said it's because they want to have sheep. Apparently, they have a lot of sheep in Iceland, too.
Isn't Iceland where Bjork's from?
I believe it because I didn't say any names because I don't know how the hell to pronounce them. There are names in this article, but
I'm looking at Becca, but is she over there playing with her phone?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Bjork's from, Iceland? Okay, it's all starting to come together.
And I knew that you were going to have questions about this. So I printed up on Wikipedia, the Icelandic Elf School is an actual thing.
What?
Yes. It teaches you about the hidden people and the 13 different kinds of elves that live in Iceland. According to the headmaster, some people, or hidden people, are the same size and look just like humans, but they're invisible to most of us. Where elves aren't entirely human, they're humanoid. And they start at about 8 centimeters tall. There are gay and lesbian elves, so don't get an uproar out there. And the school is located in Iceland's largest city.
So Destination Truth went out there to catch these elves on video. And I guess elves don't like electronics. Because they like ripped down their cameras and unplugged a whole bunch of their cords and stuff while they were out there trying to...
Those are gremlins.
No, I think elves can get wet. but they were interviewing, like, the mayor of the town, and he was like, Yeah, I have tea with elves all the time. They come over and visit. Like people, it's crazy.
I'm like speechless.
It's crazy
if
you don't. It's crazy if you don't believe in elves.
Okay, so 26%. There's some figures from 2006 that the school came up with. 26% believe in elves because they say it's certain and probable. But 80% do take notice and say it's possibly or unlikely.
Possibly or unlikely.
But like we are just laughing because
these people are idiots.
It's ridiculous. So that's what's happening in Iceland right now.
I believe in gnomes, but that's because I'm married to one.
Those are midgets.
Bazinga. He
didn't call you a troll. Don't get upset. He lets you live in the house and stuff.
Just during the summer, I put her out in the yard.
While we're talking foreign news, I got one more bit of foreign news here. Migratory bird caused a big uproar in Turkey.
She's taking notes. She grabbed a pen and started writing.
Well, if she's writing down things Jason said that piss her off, she better have a book over
yeah,
there.
No kidding.
Some villagers in Turkey got really upset because they thought this dead bird was an Israeli spy. The bird is called a European bee eater and was found dead in a field with a metal ring around its leg that said Israel on it. So they called the police because they looked at it and decided that its nostrils were unusually large and thought it probably carried a microchip sent by the Israeli intelligence. Cool. At one point, they got the counter-terrorism unit involved over in Turkey. But the bird's corpse was taken to government experts, and they declared that it was safe.
I just can't picture Jack Bauer chasing down a goddamn bird.
What kind of bird was it?
A European bee eater.
It's a secret agent bird. Israeli spy.
So John hasn't seen The Hunger Games, but all I could think of was that these people saw too much of The Hunger Games. Because if you've seen it, you know about the birds in there. And, yeah, they thought that this bird was taking all their secrets back and giving it to the Israeli people. But it turns out that people just put those rings on there so they can track birds, which I think we've all known for quite a while.
Bag, yeah, people bag and tag animals all the time so they can keep track of their migrations and things like that.
Well, they were really concerned about this one. It looks like a hummingbird or something. It's not like a scary-looking bird.
Yeah, it's not like a vulture or something like that or some giant hawk or anything. It's if you're going to send in a spy bird, aren't you going to send in something a little scarier than a freaking hummingbird?
I picture a bird with, like a helmet on and, like a camera.
And like, pulls a cigarette out of its jacket.
In this picture,
European.
It looks like it's sitting on a blade of grass. It's that small.
My name is
Bird.
James Bird.
My name. I was thinking Bird. European bee.
You guys are dorks. Okay, we're going to come back to America for the last two stories here. Man in Minnesota was arrested for exposing himself. He blindfolded himself and tied himself spread eagle to some trees in a park so that people could have their way with him sexually. Apparently, he didn't get any takers.
tied himself spread eagle on a tree.
You want to talk about a blow to the ego?
That hurts.
if you're just laying there, duct taped to a tree, and nobody takes in, and just offering yourself out, and nobody comes by and does anything to you.
This park's known for that, though. It's been going on for like 10 years. The police say.
And they haven't done anything about it.
They do consider this to be a bizarre case, but. Yeah, they haven't really done much on it. It looked like he was apparently like sitting on a sling. Somehow he tied himself to all these trees and had himself all spread out. I don't know. But
I'm laughing at something else. Back at the dog park,
what happened to you at the dog park, John?
So little one-eyed
to a tree, spread eagle with some peanut butter on his junk.
Little one-eyed Willie doesn't see so well. He doesn't abide very well. And so you have to pick him up and carry him in and out of the dog park. And we were leaving one day, and Willie was a little excited. I don't know if he was trying to hump on a dog or something, but he had some little juice coming out of his pecker. And I told Krista, I said, go rub his dick on the tree and rub that off. Krista's like, I'm not going to rub the dog's dick on a tree. She thought it would be She thought it'd be a little abusive.
Don't you? Why don't you go swing your stuff up against a barked tree?
She said that people might call the
Humane Society.
Call the Humane Society.
You guys get PETA standing outside of your house throwing red paint
Long
on you.
Long story short, everyone, the dog did not get scraped on a tree.
And why would you think tree? Why wouldn't you go rub his junk in the grass somewhere soft?
Go find a soft dog and rub his peg around.
He was going to do it on the seat of John's car, so that was soft enough for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, get his wiener juice off my leather. That's what I was thinking.
Can you flag that? I think we have our next sweeper with okay, John. Get his wiener juice off my leather.
Okay, back to the news.
We're not gonna go into John's drink of the week after that? Is that
it sucks when you gotta wipe other people's wiener juice off your leather in your car.
You're running around with the wrong crowd.
Okay.
What was your next news story, Krista?
Oh, we're still talking about this one.
Oh.
Okay. The police arrested this guy, obviously, because he's been caught. He used Slipknot so he could get himself out. But it's a big thing at this park because people will sit in the parking lot and they have different signals. Like, they'll roll their windows halfway down. It's like invitations for sex. And it reminded me of
Hold
Larry
on, my windows
Craig.
Only go halfway down.
Well, then you
don't go
get
to that park.
My back windows.
Larry Craig, the guy from Idaho a few years ago that was tapping his toe, reminded me of that because just like weird sex symbols.
Yeah.
Now, that guy's from Idaho, but when he got arrested for that at that airport, it was in Minnesota. So, in Minnesota... If you are in Minnesota, you just got to be careful because apparently you could be inviting sex with all kinds of different things.
That's drug dealers aren't that sophisticated. You know what I mean?
Well, apparently perverts are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so don't ever ask for toilet paper in the bathroom in Minnesota.
It's like you just got to tap your toe to get a blowjob. But if you want to get some, if you want to go to a drug dealer, you got to be like, hey, I need some drugs. They have no signals. Not that I'm just saying.
You sound like a man that has knowledge on this.
Well, you watch like all those cop shows, and you never see somebody going, now this guy's going to, I don't know, he's going to tap his foot 3 times. That means we're going to go arrest him because he's offering drugs.
Roll his window down, roll it back up 3/4 of the way, roll it back down, roll it up halfway, and then that means the deal's on.
Our last story is coming out of Florida because I couldn't go all the way to Turkey and Iceland and not talk about Florida. A woman is facing felony charges because she stabbed a man 4 times in the shoulder. She said they went out for drinks because she had to be in court tomorrow for a battery charge. And she was stressed out, so he decided to take her out for drinks.
Because that's rational right there. She's up on battery charges. I'm going to go get her drunk the night before.
So he said, so they went out. They came back home. They got home early, and they got in a fight. So the man was drunk. He got his face scratched, and she bit his ear. Then she took and stabbed him in the shoulder 4 times with a seashell. So in Florida, if they can't find a weapon, they will just fashion one.
They'll make a jailhouse shank out of anything.
So, yeah, now she's charged with aggravated battery again. So she's got another stressful evening coming up, and I don't think she's going to have a drinking buddy again.
I don't think that's really going to help her first case of battery.
When they have to get her out of the jail.
Yeah, when they have to take her from jail because she stabbed some dude with a seashell.
So when you think you're safe, guys, you just keep an eye out for seashells.
I typically don't run around with chicks that are up on battery charges. That's you stay away from those girls.
It doesn't say if it was battery on him or who it was on.
I don't care who it's on. If she's up on battery, don't invite her out for drinks. Let's just go life lesson number one. If she's got a court record for beating the shit out of some other guy, she's probably going to beat the shit out of you, too.
Not a question you really ask.
Well, he obviously knew why she was so stressed about her battery court case or whatever.
I was trying to think of... we saw some on TV where some lady was going to court, and she ended up like beating the shit out of some dude from the back seat of a car. Ring a bell?
Nope.
She got arrested anyway.
Wasn't on Duck Dynasty?
No, they don't get arrested. They're a nice, wholesome family.
Shotguns.
Wholesome.
They love each other very much. They learn life lessons from each other.
I can't fire y'all. Y'all kin to me.
If you haven't watched Duck Dynasty, I highly recommend it. It's funny.
It'll make you happy, happy, happy.
And if you have watched Duck Dynasty, that made a whole hell of a lot of sense to you. All right. We got John's Drink of the Week coming up.
Yep.
All right. But let's get back into the music with Valis and Indian Giver right here on The Family Meeting on NWCBRadio.com.
Smith, creator of Life Without Robots, and you're listening to The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Forever to art. Cino, Thundercats.
What up, Isaac?
Got me sounding right now, dog. Now bounce. Now bounce.
Come on.
Nighttime in the city. That's when shit gets real interesting. Like, G
Yeah, she'll call you at 4 in the morning, moaning. Make you feel like the deal's ready for closing, ready to score. You already know she's steady, begging in the conversation, ready to flow. And so far, we so close. Thank God that it still ain't smoked. Pressure provokes actions from thoughts we both thought before. So the clock's ticking every minute, we don't hit it, but we kick it, so it's building. Now she's tripping cause she wants more. Behind those doors, she'd spit for you, then pose. Sweetie can't even slow her roll. She lost control about a month ago. Chalking hard at my show with Grinch and Macklemore. How come I can call? She's got body language that spoke, but I talk back like an intellect. Sprinkle some slang that I know. So it's back to the heavy breathing on the phone. She's so bold. She wants to take me to her home and put that TLC creep CD on. So I slide out the Jeep, quite crept through the doorstep. Like a Jeep, black cat, black shirt, Nike, white Air Force, a sports step. Yeah, it's when we breathe in the moment. She wants to rewrite my songs, push all my buttons, then record my gone.
4 in the morning, eyes wide.
Taking the time to rock the body, the door's locked, reloaded. Honey was open, I said let's toast. Take that weight off your shoulders. She said I need you, Nima. Move it like a Leo with the attitude of a diva. Things we don't speak of, no heal. Love so bad that it's good, no evil. Played my hand casual, handle it. It's my point to prove. Imagine her dancing up on your lap. She's just getting loose. She'll drop her clothes and some clues. She's so exotic, got a gangster on. She stared at me and asked me if I really want it. She's chronic, smoking hot. The finest wine is bottle makes you feel hot and bothered. Play it cool, don't even bother. The way she watch you like a hawk, give you a faster pace of heart. You play the part, homie, she's got you on your job. She's raw and smart, laid up on the bed, laid down the law. Sounding off, screaming, body shirking, popping to the rhythm of the song. So you put it on and the water's tapped. Smash this molten out, then smash. I'm the man, now the man got to go make that cash.
Family meeting. That was Nima featuring Latin Rose with 4 a.m. phone calls.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's drink of the week.
So I've been sick for like 3 weeks. Sucks when you don't have insurance too. Can't even go to the doctor. I could go to some witch doctor down in Tacoma, I guess. Free clinic.
Dr. Ned from The Simpsons.
So me and Krista were at Walgreens the other day, and I was going to try and find some cough syrup and an expectorant. Is that it?
Yes, that is the right word, John.
Yes. And so we're in the aisle, and I don't, like, the only cough syrup I've ever bought is, like, NyQuil. Right? It's, like, what, $6.99?
Yeah, something like that.
$6.99, $7.99. So we get there, and there's this little bottle. It's $18.99.
Was it the shit with codeine in it or something that the doctor prescribes?
No, it's not.
No, we weren't at the pharmacy.
It's
we
not a copay.
Yeah.
So to get this bottle and some pills, there were some expectorant pills, was like $45. And so there was a couple people in the aisle, and I was like, fuck, that's a lot of money. I'm not trying to cure cancer. I'm trying to cure a cough. And these people all turned and looked at me. I hope none of them had cancer.
Did that just occur to you now that they might have had cancer?
It was like 4 days ago. And John's like, Jesus Christ, I hope they didn't have cancer.
$40 for some cough syrup. It was ridiculous.
I must only get sick when shit's on sale.
We're talking Walgreens brand.
Yeah.
Yes, this was cheap. It was Waltussin. It wasn't Robitussin. It was Waltussin.
Yeah, I know, because I buy the same stuff. I buy Walfed. I don't buy like name brand stuff. I buy the Walgreens stuff, but it's always I mean, it's way cheaper.
Oh my God.
Well, don't get sick this time of year.
When
buddy.
I guess. Well, okay. We were at Walgreens, but when I saw Walt Tessin, I was thinking Walmart. I was like, man, they shipped this here from Walmart. To
you should have kept that to yourself. Yeah,
you didn't. That one didn't click either, huh?
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Oh, my Lord.
I think I now know why you've never been able to complete a conversation with Kristen, because Kristen's just like, God damn it, shut up, I'm leaving. You're an idiot.
I think I've only been to Walgreens like twice in my life. But
that's where you get your prescriptions, John.
Yeah, but I drive through. I don't never go in the store.
You don't see the big-ass sign? This is Walgreens out front.
Oh, man. That just clicked in my mind.
This was seriously a week ago. We're not talking like 2 hours ago on the way here.
Well, I didn't spend days and days contemplating my wall tussin, although I look at it every day while I'm drinking it.
Maybe you're drinking too much of it.
No, I'm actually measuring it out. And this is another thing that kind of irritated me. Maybe it's because it's generic, but the maximum dosage is 2 teaspoons. But they give me a measuring cup that goes up to 4 teaspoons. Like if you're a grown-ass adult, you take 2 teaspoons.
Yeah.
But the measuring cup goes up to 4 teaspoons.
Because it's just a generic cup. They put those on all of the bottles.
Yes, I get your point.
Okay.
But for $18, they can make another
cup. Exactly. It should be made out of gold.
Yeah, I want a cup with my name on it for $18.
For $18, somebody ought to come over to your house and fucking pour it for you. I mean, really.
So I've been drinking.
You can't buy a human for $18, Jason. Don't be silly.
You sound like somebody speaking from knowledge on that.
I've never tried to permanently take on another human, but...
Oh, you just trying to buy them for a little bit? I think that's called slavery.
That would be how more much? On a permanent basis.
Krista,
how
much?
Like
actually, it'd be more like prostitution than slavery if you're only renting them for a little while.
That's not what I want people for. I want them to come mow the lawn and stuff.
Those are called employees. All right, we're getting the wrap it up signal from our producer back there. Go ahead, John.
Follow me on Twitter. My Twitter account is JohnCurtis316. Check us out on Facebook. Like our page. If you can't like that page, then find another one, and you'll be able to like that one. And leave us some messages. Leave me some questions for the Bambino, and I can answer them and fix your screwed up life you have. And Krista.
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1, CHRISTA Curtis1.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. The website is...
CurtisFamilyMeeting.com.
And keep listening. The aquarium's coming up next with Kingfish, followed by the Northwest Metal Zone with Chance. And thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes, very good.
See you next Tuesday.
Translucent smiles and empty handshakes at the end of the road. We're running miles and packing more upon a heavy load. Just wasted time and useless space, while those who fall the crime only fell to get a taste of purpose before they're at the end of a line. Transparent walls between you.